Today is the 12th day of January. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you today as we continue our journey forward through the first month of this year, the month of January. And we're well on our way. And so, as is our custom, day by day, step by step, we enter into a rhythm that allows us to come around this global campfire as a community and hear the scriptures spoken over us and give us some things to think about and meditate upon. And to know that we're not alone in this endeavor, no matter what time you might be listening to Daily Audio Bible, no matter what time you click play, somebody else in the world is also there. There's never a time when this isn't just going out into the world. And so that is a beautiful thing to know. We're not in this together. And we're pushing into this second week, approaching in a few days the center of the first month. And we are on a journey, and we're not alone. And that is a beautiful thing. So let's dive in and take that next step. We were reading about Jacob and Esau yesterday and sort of the conniving of a birthright away from the firstborn son, Esau, that was given to Jacob. And well, we'll continue that story. Genesis chapter 26, verse 17 through 27, verse 46. And we're reading from the New Living Translation this week. So Isaac moved away to the Harar Valley, where he set up their tents and settled down. He reopened the wells his father had dug, which the Philistines had filled in after Abraham's death. Isaac also restored the names Abraham had given them. Isaac's servants also dug in the Harar Valley and discovered a well of fresh water. But then the shepherds from Harar came and claimed the spring. "This is our water," they said, and they argued over it with Isaac's herdsmen. So Isaac named the well Esek, which means argument. Isaac's men then dug another well, but again there was a dispute over it. So Isaac named it Sitna, which means hostility. Abandoning that one, Isaac moved on and dug another well. This time there was no dispute over it. So Isaac named the place Rehoboth, which means open space. For he said, "At last, the Lord has created enough space for us to prosper in this land." From there, Isaac moved to Beersheba, where the Lord appeared to him on the night of his arrival. "I am the God of your father, Abraham," he said. "Do not be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you. I will multiply your descendants, and they will become a great nation. I will do this because of my promise to Abraham, my servant." Then Isaac built an altar there and worshiped the Lord. He set up his camp at that place, and his servants dug another well. One day, King Abimelech came from Harar with his advisor Ahuzat, and also Phicol, his army commander. "Why have you come here?" Isaac asked. "You obviously hate me, since you kicked me off your land." They replied, "We can plainly see that the Lord is with you, so we want to enter into a sworn treaty with you. Let's make a covenant. Swear that you will not harm us, just as we have never troubled you. We have always treated you well, and we sent you away from us in peace. And now look how the Lord has blessed you." So Isaac prepared a covenant feast to celebrate the treaty, and they ate and drank together. Early the next morning, they each took a solemn oath not to interfere with each other. Then Isaac sent them home again, and they left him in peace. That very day, Isaac's servants came and told him about a new well they had dug. "We found water," they exclaimed. So Isaac named the well Sheba, which means oath. And to this day, the town that grew up there is called Beer Sheba, which means well of the oath. At the age of 40, Esau married two Hittite wives, Judith, the daughter of Beeri, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon. But Esau's wives made life miserable for Isaac and Rebekah. One day, when Isaac was old and turning blind, he called for Esau, his older son, and said, "My son." "Yes, father," Esau replied. "I am an old man now," Isaac said, "and I don't know when I may die. Take your bow and a quiver full of arrows and go out into the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare my favorite dish and bring it here for me to eat. Then I will pronounce the blessing that belongs to you, my firstborn son, before I die." But Rebekah overheard what Isaac had said to his son Esau. So when Esau left to hunt for the wild game, she said to her son Jacob, "Listen, I overheard your father say to Esau, 'Bring me some wild game and prepare me a delicious meal. Then I will bless you in the Lord's presence before I die.' Now, my son, listen to me. Do exactly as I tell you. Go out to the flocks and bring me two fine young goats. I'll use them to prepare your father's favorite dish. Then take the food to your father so he can eat it and bless you before he dies." "But look," Jacob replied to Rebekah, "my brother Esau is a hairy man, and my skin is smooth. What if my father touches me? He'll see that I'm trying to trick him, and then he'll curse me instead of blessing me." But his mother replied, "Then let the curse fall on me, my son. Just do what I tell you. Go out and get the goats for me." So Jacob went out and got the young goats for his mother. Rebekah took them and prepared a delicious meal just the way Isaac liked it. Then she took Esau's favorite clothes, which were there in the house, and gave them to her younger son, Jacob. She covered his arms and the smooth part of his neck with the skin of the young goats. Then she gave Jacob the delicious meal, including freshly baked bread. So Jacob took the food to his father. "My father?" he said. "Yes, my son," Isaac answered. "Who are you, Esau or Jacob?" Jacob replied, "It's Esau, your firstborn son. I've done as you told me. Here is the wild game. Now sit up and eat it so you can give me your blessing." Isaac asked, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" "The Lord your God put it in my path," Jacob replied. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come closer so I can touch you and make sure that you really are Esau." So Jacob went closer to his father, and Isaac touched him. "The voice is Jacob's, but the hands are Esau's," Isaac said. But he did not recognize Jacob, because Jacob's hands felt hairy just like Esau's. So Isaac prepared to bless Jacob. "But are you really my son Esau?" he asked. "Yes, I am," Jacob replied. Then Isaac said, "Now, my son, bring me the wild game. Let me eat it, and then I will give you my blessing." So Jacob took the food to his father, and Isaac ate it. He also drank the wine that Jacob served him. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come a little closer and kiss me, my son." So Jacob went over and kissed him. And when Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he was finally convinced, and he blessed his son. He said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of the outdoors, which the Lord has blessed. From the dew of heaven and the richness of the earth, may God always give you abundant harvests of grain and bountiful new wine. May many nations become your servants, and may they bow down to you. May you be the master over your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. All who curse you will be cursed, and all who bless you will be blessed. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and almost before Jacob had left his father, Esau returned from his hunt. Esau prepared a delicious meal and brought it to his father, and he said, "Sit up, my father, and eat my wild game, so you can give me your blessing." But Isaac asked him, "Who are you?" Esau replied, "It's your son, your firstborn son, Esau." Isaac began to tremble uncontrollably and said, "Then who just served me wild game? I have already eaten it, and I blessed him just before you came. And yes, that blessing must stand." When Esau heard his father's words, he let out a loud and bitter cry. "Oh, my father, what about me? Bless me too," he begged. But Isaac said, "Your brother was here, and he tricked me. He has taken away your blessing." Esau exclaimed, "No wonder his name is Jacob, for now he has cheated me twice. For he took my rights as the firstborn, and now he has stolen my blessing. Oh, haven't you saved even one blessing for me?" Isaac said to Esau, "I have made Jacob your master, and have declared that all his brothers will be his servants. I have guaranteed him an abundance of grain and wine. What is left for me to give you, my son?" Esau pleaded, "But do you have only one blessing? Oh, my father, bless me too." Then Esau broke down and wept. Finally, his father Isaac said to him, "You will live away from the richness of the earth and away from the dew of the heaven above. You will live by your sword, and you will serve your brother. But when you decide to break free, you will shake his yoke from your neck." From that time on, Esau hated Jacob, because their father had given Jacob the blessing. And Esau began to scheme, "I will soon be mourning my father's death. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." But Rebekah heard about Esau's plans, so she sent for Jacob and told him, "Listen, Esau is consoling himself by plotting to kill you. So listen carefully, my son. Get ready and flee to my brother Laban in Haran. Stay there with him until your brother cools off. When he calms down and forgets what you have done to him, I will send for you to come back. Why should I lose both of you in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I'm sick and tired of these local Hittite women. I would rather die than see Jacob marry one of them." Matthew 9, 1 through 17. Jesus climbed into a boat and went back across the lake to his own town. Some people brought to him a paralyzed man on a mat. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Be encouraged, my child. Your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law said to themselves, "That's blasphemy. Does he think he's God?" Jesus knew what they were thinking, So we asked them, "Why do you have such evil thoughts in your hearts? Is it easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up and walk'? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up and went home. Fear swept through the crowd as they saw this happen, and they praised God for giving humans such authority. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his tax collector's booth. "Follow me and be my disciple," Jesus said to him. So Matthew got up and followed him. Later, Matthew invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many tax collectors and other disreputable sinners. But when the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with such scum?" When Jesus heard this, he said, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do." Then he added, "Now go and learn the meaning of this scripture. I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices. For I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners." One day, the disciples of John the Baptist came to Jesus and asked him, "Why don't your disciples fast like we do and the Pharisees do?" Jesus replied, "Do wedding guests mourn while celebrating with the groom? Of course not. But someday the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Besides, who would patch old clothing with new cloth? For the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving an even bigger tear than before. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine is stored in new wineskins so that both are preserved." Psalm 10, 16 through 18. The Lord is King forever and ever. The godless nations will vanish from the land. Lord, you know the hopes of the helpless. Surely you will hear their cries and comfort them. You will bring justice to the orphans and the oppressed, so mere people can no longer terrify them. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine. Okay, once again, the book of Proverbs, the voice of wisdom is speaking to us, and we can hear these phrases and these stanzas of wisdom and take them to heart, actually pay close attention to what's being said and promised, or just kind of let it go by us. Yeah, I kind of know that. I know I should honor the Lord with my wealth. Like, I've been told that all along. And yeah, we probably have, but there's more to this story. Honor the Lord with your wealth and the best part of everything you produce. In other words, your best. Your best goes to God, and in exchange, he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. And we may be like, well, I don't need a barn of grain. If you were in the time that these words are being spoken, that would be a promise that you're going to be okay. that your needs will not only be met, but you will have a surplus, and you will be able to use that surplus wisely to not only care for and preserve your own family, but to care for and preserve others. So what God is essentially telling us, what wisdom is speaking to us, is of our utter dependence upon God. What we may be able to accumulate in this life on our own without God, the Bible will tell us over and over things like, that will be moth-eaten, that will be destroyed, that will disappear like a vapor. But walking with God, the Most High, who owns the earth, like created the earth, has a claim to the planet, as well as the universe and all of its resources. Like, we have all these boundary lines for our planets, and God permits all of this as if we have ownership, but this is God's world. He made it. He owns it. So certainly he can get us the resources that we need if we trust in him by giving our best first. And again, we can just look at wisdom here and the voice of wisdom. We can say, I don't believe that, and not try, not even make an attempt to see if it's real. Or we can listen to the voice of wisdom and watch it play out in our lives. And then we zoom back to where we began today in the book of Genesis. And we traveled along with Isaac and him having to move around and find a settled place where he could be with his family. And then we watched the animosity grow between Jacob and Esau. And we are at the point now where Jacob has finagled the birthright and the blessing of the firstborn for himself. And Esau is obviously furious. So furious that he's consoling himself by making plans to kill his brother. And so Rebekah, Jacob's mother, wants Jacob to flee back to her family, back to her brother. And his name is Laban. And we met Laban. Remember when the servant of Abraham went to find Rebekah? And when he put the nose ring and the bracelets on her and she went home, it was Laban who came to see the servant and make the inquiries. So Rebecca is telling her son, Jacob, go back to my brother Laban. And that's what he's going to do. And we are also starting to get a small sense of geography. Some places are being named. And again, you know, you read the place names or even the people names in the Bible, and they're so unfamiliar to the culture that we live in. We just kind of glaze over it all. We don't have a map. We don't know the geography. We don't know where things are. And so we just imagine it in our minds. But we're beginning to hear of places like Beersheba, the well of the oath. That's an important place that actually, until this very day, still exists. And it will become the southern border of a future nation of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba. So we're starting to get a sense that Beersheba is here in the south, and it is. It's right on the edge of the desert. These places exist. You can see many of the places that we're going to visit in the Bible in a resource that we worked on for 5 years. It's called Promised Land, and it's in the Daily Eddie Bible Shop. We'll send you a couple of DVDs, but we'll also give you the digital version of it right on the spot. And basically what it is over 70 different locations that are biblical, verified, archaeological locations that major things happen in the Bible, like Beersheba. That's one of them. And so you can see these places. not just in a static kind of one-dimensional photograph, but actually filmed, where you can kind of get a sense of the scope and the space all around it, more like a 360 kind of view of what the place looks like today, and that the place existed and has stories that have been told for thousands of years from that place. So there is a resource in the Daily Audio Bible shop that can take this journey even deeper and give you a visual of many of the places that we are reading about and will read about in the Bible. So check that out. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all of the different nuances and all of the different complexions, all of the different angles that it comes to us in, whether that be a narrative story or whether that be in spoken wisdom unfiltered into our lives or whether that be in stanzas of adoration and worship in the Psalms. All of the issues of life begin to emerge as we immerse ourselves in the Bible. And so we open ourselves and say, Holy Spirit, come, plant the words in our lives that we might yield the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and that it may be visible transformation to those around us, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. We find out what's going on around here. And the Daily Audio Bible Shop. We were just talking about this. This is where you can find resources like the Promised Land films and take your journey as deep as you want to go and as wide as you want to go. But dive in. The Bible is so intriguing and so powerful in our lives. If we hadn't noticed that already. The Bible has been speaking volumes to us right out of the gate, and it doesn't stop. It just continues to speak all the way through the year. And so often it speaks things that we need right when we need them, and that is just so profoundly beautiful to watch, just to watch God work through it in us so that we're hearing things when we need to hear them, and they're changing us. So yeah, check out those resources in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com as well. There is a link on the homepage. And I'm grateful, humbly grateful for everyone who has clicked that link. If you are using the Daily Audio Bible app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address, if that's your preference, is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, the little red button up at the top, and share from there. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, DAP family. God bless you all. Jeff Scepter, a longtime listener, but your wife is a newbie and she just completed, I think you said, her first year or something like that. I am praying for the wisdom of the Lord to be upon her in the name of Jesus, and I'm believing in the name of Jesus that she is going to thrive in this community as you have been. Praise you, Jesus. And welcome, welcome, welcome to your wife in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lita. Grace Field to Castro, are you returning to work as a teaching assistant? I am praying for you, sister, in the name of Jesus, for you and those around you. I am praying for the children in the name of Jesus. Hope from the heartland. You first called in to share how much you enjoyed, you know, doing Instacart and listening to the Christmas party. And then your following message was about losing your mom. I am so, so sorry. I am praying for the peace of God to be upon you all. I am praying for that comforter to just cover you in his love in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Airport missionary, and you called in sharing your gratitude and how thankful you are in regard to the job that had been prayed for you and how interesting the experience has been. And I am praying with you, sister. I am praying for you, and I am praying for all those lives that you are touching along the way. Zanab from London, God bless you. Welcome. I can just say welcome. You know, the DAB community has been amazing in my life, and I know it will be for yours. And you're a double dabber. Hooray. Yay. God bless you. Esther from Orlando. I love you all.
Hey, DAB family. This is Tiffany in New Mexico. I wanted to call in because yesterday I was sick. I'm actually still a little sick. But after spending half the morning just laying in bed watching Hallmark movies, it suddenly dawned on me that I could be better spending my time getting on the app and going to the prayer wall and praying for people. And I know that Brian mentions it quite frequently, but I just want to remind you guys that there are so many prayer needs on the prayer wall, and it's the people that may be afraid to actually call in with their prayer request, or some people just need more immediate prayer. So I just wanted to encourage each of you that if you just have a couple minutes each day to go onto the prayer wall and just meet some of these prayer needs, because that's what we are. We're a family that prays for one another, so anyway, it blessed the rest of my day yesterday, being sick in bed, and I just thought I might remind you guys that it could also be a blessing for you as well. So anyway, love you all. Take care. Bye.
Happy New Year, Brian and fellow dabbers. This is Viv, and I'm so deeply invested in this community that I am now a triple dabber. The saying goes that the third time is a charm, and I was definitely charmed by little Ezekiel at DABK. Oh, my word. Zeke is a wonder kid, I tell you. It warms my heart to hear him read such pureness and innocence. And he's so eager to read the Bible. The interaction with his mom is just adorable. Good job, Brian and Jill. God bless you. Okay, a big shout out to those who continue to pray for our children and grandchildren, especially Dwayne, who has been so consistent over the years. Know that I pray for your boys too. And Rose, I love your prayers. I offer up yes and amen for all the prayers that come in for our kids and grandkids. Okay, the Christmas party was off the chart. Like Cherry, I enjoyed the party with an active imagination sitting by the campfire, throwing on a log here and there and partying without even having to practice social distancing. How about that? One last thing before I run out of time. Mike, that was a beautiful statement you made to Brian, and I join thoughts with you to continue praying that the Lord will protect him from burnout. When you mentioned that he's always here for the community, I thought of the postman slogan, which says, rain, sleet, or snow. Nothing stops this man of God. And Brian, you are very much appreciated and loved. Well, I gotta go, running out of time. So charm dabber out. Peace all.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive Brown, and I am an encourager. Just one of many, 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 many. So, I so love this community, and I'm gathering around the campfire and putting my logs on, warming my hands and my heart. Oh, today I listened to the January 7th, 2021. Oh, what can I say? What can I say? Forgiveness. Oh, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Ezekiel. Oh, Ezekiel. Breathe in and say, Jesus forgives me. Breathe out all this junk I'm so sorry. I've been so touchy, fretful, resentful. I've been so offended when someone offends me. I get so angry. What Jesus says, take no offense. And Abraham and Sarah, why they were so quick to obey. I have been slow to obey. I'm going to delight myself in...
Hello. I'm Neetu, and I'm calling from India, a small place named New Bombay. This is the very first time that I'm listening to the Daily Audio Bible, and this has been 7 days now, and I'm listening to Brian, and it has been very encouraging. And also has been guiding me as well. I look forward to complete the whole Bible and towards the end of the year, and I look forward and believe that there will be a lot of books and the words from God, from the Lord, that will guide us each day. This has been a really good 7 days, and I look forward to hearing each and every session of the Daily Audio Bible. Thank you so much. God bless you all for doing such a great job. God bless you all with wisdom, and I thank you.
Hi, DAB family. This is Lisa from Missouri. I'm calling in because 2 years ago today, I started listening to the DAB. I accidentally come across the app, downloaded it, and started listening. I caught up for the 6 days that I missed. Listening to the DAB and listening to Brian and listening to the prayers of the community and the encouragement and the stories that the DAB community has shared has played a huge part in what God has done in my life over the last 2 years. How God has transformed my heart and transformed me from the inside out. I rededicated my heart to God in May of 2019. I grew up in a Christian home. I went to church. I was saved at a young age, but I did stray for that for some years. But God drew me back. And I just want to thank Brian. Thank you, Brian, for your faithfulness to us, for sharing and giving of your time, for teaching us and showing us who God really is and how much He loves us. If you're new to this community and you've just started listening, hang in there. Keep listening. God will move in your life. He will open your heart, and you will receive so much from Him. Hang in there. Keep listening. God bless everyone. Have a...